It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rollinson here in Jacksonville, Florida. I am filling in today for Prophetess Cadence because she is on the road in Texas ministering and doing what she does. But I am so excited to be with you today. I'm excited to be with you. And I want you to know that, you know, later on, give me a few minutes, I will be ministering prophetically to you. So I want you to get this number down and be ready to call in. Call your friends, call your mama, your brother, everybody. 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And guess what, folks? If you're watching online, don't forget to like the page, like the post, and share. Like the page, like the post, and do share. I'm excited to be here today because there's so much that God is doing and so much that God is saying in this hour. I'm going to share some of that, but I want you to know, if you are a praying woman, here's what I want to do. I want to speak to you right now because Prophetess Cadence and I, Pastor Sierra Taylor and Prophet Tamia Lofton will be here in Jacksonville this Friday at midnight for Praying Women Win. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and we're just going to come together and have a good time in the Lord, all right? So I want you to make sure that you come and visit us at 8535 Bay Meadows, Suite 41. That's where we're going to be for Praying Women Win. But here is what I hear God saying on today. The last week, as we've been coming into June, I want you to know that God has really been breaking some things out. He's been breaking some things through. He has been doing things for me and those connected to me that are unexpected. And I want you to know that if you know that you know that you know that you're believing God for something, now is the time to tap into it because he is the Lord of the breakthrough. All right, y'all, want the number again. I see some of you guys online looking. It's 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We're going to be ministering prophetically in the next few minutes. But I want to talk to a few of you about what I believe God is doing as he's awakening. I believe God is awakening the prophetic prayer intercessors, all right? I believe God is awakening the prayer warriors. I believe God is awakening those who pray for others, and he's awakening those who have a prophetic voice who haven't been trained in the prophetic. He's awakening those who have an ear to hear him in this season and who are not afraid to open up their mouths and to declare and decree what thus saith the Lord. I want you to know that he's doing that in this hour. How do I know that? Because this is a season that he's also saying, I'm going to honor you. He says, as I awaken the intercessors, as I awaken the prophets, as I awaken those who really, 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 oh my goodness, want to hear from me and who also know how to get a prayer in, God said, I'm not going to just awaken those of you who are prophetic, but I'm going to awaken even those with new prophetic voices, because he says, I need my prophets to speak out and I need my prophetic intercessors to speak out. Who am I talking to today? Who agrees with me about that? Because we've been in such a season where the prophetic voices have been, the prophetic voices really have been shut out. They've been shut out. But even recently, God told me to declare that my breakthrough is here and that your breakthrough is here. And as you begin to declare that, I want you to know this is not a gimmick, but this is about being in alignment. And I've been saying this for the last 7 days, and we've been seeing tremendous breakthrough because God is the God of the breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. And so today, that's what I want to talk to you about. I just want to talk to you about positioning yourself as prophetic intercessors and as prophets who can go into territories because you've been awakened by God and you can go and take the land. Are you hearing me? You've got to begin to take the land. And the way that we take the land, if you're listening to me, the way that we take the land is we have to begin to really go and spiritually map out the territory. What? What in the world? What are you talking about? I hear you now. Intercessor, prophet, you've got to prophetically map out where God is sending you so that you can know what other agents of the other side are coming against you. Now, I've been talking about that, all right? You cannot have a breakthrough if you don't have anyone who is awakened to the voice of God, and if you don't have anybody who is awakened enough to begin to spiritually map what is happening in the territory, all right? So, for instance, we live here in Jacksonville. So those of us who live here in Jacksonville, the one way that we begin to spiritually map out what is happening is, number one, we got to know the history, all right? We got to know the history of the land. So why was Jacksonville created? What does First Coast really mean? Why are we on the First Coast? And who was Jacksonville named over? And why is there all this water all around? You got to begin to understand that. But then the second thing that you've got to do is you've got to now begin to understand why the current news is the current news. And how is that current news affecting you as a prophetic intercessor? How is it affecting you as a prophetic and apostolic leader, pastoral leader? How is that thing affecting you in the calling that God has for you? Yep, I know it's good. I see you over there. Don't forget to like the page, like the post, and share, share, share. How is it impacting you? All right, what does that mean? That means here in Jacksonville, Florida, oh my goodness, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been having just murders galore. Now, there's murders here. We just know that, all right? We try to move in a place where we're not going to see the murder, but guess what? There were murders that happened near Town Center. Am I right? Did I just see that somebody, 3 boys got shot near Town Center? Oh, my, St. John's Town Center, right? Yeah, they got shot here in Jacksonville. So what does that mean as a prophetic intercessor? How are your ears being awakened? As a prophet, how are you being awakened to now position yourself in the right alignment so that you can see a breakthrough, and so that not just you can see a breakthrough, so your land, the city you're connected to, can see a breakthrough? Prophetic intercessors, prophets out there in Jacksonville, are you listening to me? I know we got folks listening all across the country, but I'm speaking to those in Jacksonville, Florida right now. You got to pay attention to the current news, all right? So that means you got to turn on the news. That means you got to open up your newspaper sometimes and look at it. You got to hear what's going on, and then you got to pray in the spirit, because that is how God is going to awaken you, all right? Then after that, you've got to turn around, and now you've got to look at the good news and the bad news. And I'm doing 7 points. Hopefully, I will remember all of them. I will. Okay, so you got to look at the good news, and you got to look at the bad news, all right? I'm telling you how to spiritually map your territory real quick. We've been talking about this all day. All right, Jacksonville, so here's the deal. Now you got to pay attention to not just the current news, but you got to separate the current news into the good news and the bad news, all right? So we got history, we have current news, we have good news, and we have bad news. What are the good things that are happening here in the city today? Oh my goodness, who's being honored for their work in the community? Who are the gatekeepers that are being honored? Who are the young children or the young prophetic voices that are now coming to the forefront and being honored? What's happening here on radio? What's happening in the media? And then how can we, again, be sensitive enough to be awakened to what God is doing and how he's going to use us as a prophetic voice and as a prophetic intercessor, as a prayer warrior? How is he going to use us? Don't forget, write down the number 904-296-2251. We're going to come to you in just a few minutes. I got to get this out, and then we will be with you. All right, so after we look at the good news, then we got to really iron out the bad news. The bad news is it feels like it's murder capital of the world. Oh, my goodness. The bad news is there's some craziness happening in the land. All right, there's city council members who are going to jail. I mean, what other... Does that mean there's corruption at the top? And if there's corruption at the top, how does that enter? How does that affect us as prophetic intercessors? How does that affect us as prophets? You can tell a lot about a city. You can tell a lot about a community when you begin to not just look at the good things that are happening, but you begin to look at the bad things, and then you begin to understand the principalities that are at work. You wonder why you can't form a prayer ministry at your church. Could it be because your intercessors are not awakened? Could it be that your prophetic voices are not awakened? I want you, if you're a prophet, if you're an intercessor, if you're just a woman of God, a man of God who's wanting to pray, I want you to call in, because I'm going to give you the word of the Lord in a few minutes. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you the word of the Lord for you, your family, and everything else. All right. All right. So after the good news, the bad news, you've got to now begin to also look at the policies of the land. What are the policies in the city that are taking over the land? What are the rules that you don't even know about that are impacting whether or not you as a prophetic intercessor who's awakened can move forth? Oh, my goodness. Do you mean that behind the scenes there could be some policies in the land that I don't know about that's affecting me as an intercessor and that's causing me not to be awakened in the prophetic and not to be awakened as an intercessor? Who am I talking to today? All right, so you got to begin to now look at the policies. And after you look at the policies, I want you to also look at the industries. What are the leading policies of the land? But what are the leading industries of the land? All right, I'm talking to y'all who have an ear to hear, who have an ear to be awakened, who have a heart to be awakened. And you can do this in your city no matter where you are. Who are the leaders in the city? Is Jackson, who are the biggest employers? Is it CSX? Who is it? How are the Jacksonville Jaguars doing in town? I'm talking about how to make this thing practical so that when people come to you, you won't have to give them a scripture. You won't have to go into tongues, but you can just begin to deliver them the word of the Lord because you have been awakened in this thing. But last but not least, you've got to also begin to understand. I'm not about to teach on this all day, though. Here we go. The leading religious paradigms in your land. Prophetic intercessors, prophets. Are you connected to a religious paradigm that hates prophetic voices? Are you connected to a leading religious paradigm that doesn't want female ministers around or that doesn't want prophetic voices or apostolic voices? Are you connected in such a way to a leading religious paradigm in the city or the community that you are in? Oh my goodness. That doesn't really want you there anyway. How is that impacting your ministry? How is that impacting your development? How is that impacting what the way that God wants to use you? And could that thing be, causing you not to be open? Oh my goodness. Could that cause you not to be awakened? Could that thing cause you not to be able to hear from God because you're in a city connected to a religious paradigm that has closed off the very voice of God and who's saying, oh my goodness, we don't want to be flexible with God. We want to do what we know to do as flesh and as human, but we don't want to hear the voice of God. We don't want to be awakened any further. Who am I talking to today? Now, remember, if this is good for you, I want you to like the page, like the post, and share because this will apply to everybody. What can be done about it? I'm giving you the list of what can be done about it. All right. So when you identify all of these things, let me go over my seven points one more time. Look up the history of the territory. Look up the current news. Look up the good and the bad. Look up the leading industries. Look up the leading policies and look up the leading religious paradigms. And when you get that together, guess what we get to do now? We get to pray this thing through. Now our voice and our heart are going to be open to what God is doing, and we're going to literally come alive. We're going to literally be awakened as prophetic intercessors. We're going to literally be awakened as prophets. And now that we are awakened, we have something that we can pray about that is totally from the heart of God. We have something that we can pray about that we didn't conjure up, that we didn't get at a meeting at a church, but we have something that we got in the natural because it's been impacting us in the spirit. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And because of this, now I can collaborate and I can capitulate. That's to yield to the voice of God, and I can cooperate. Are you hearing me? I can collaborate with other intercessors, with other prophets. That's why I'm here with Kate on Cadence Show. She's out doing the work of the Lord. But guess what? I don't mind collaborating with her because we both are in this thing together. The problem with the body of Christ is that we don't come together to collaborate. The problem, particularly with I'm going to just say it like this. Some of us black folk, we don't even understand how to collaborate. I try to collaborate with some people. And you know what? It's like they're afraid that my audience is going to take their audience and they're not going to get what they want or get what they need. But guess what? When we come together as one, you got to begin to understand there are some people that Cadence can't reach. There are some people that I won't reach. There are some people who want to hear my voice. There are some people who want to hear her voice. So if we can just connect and share, collaborate and share, that's when the kingdom is really at hand and we're moving forth. So there are some things that she may not get in the spirit, but there are other things that I'm going to get in the spirit. And because I'm getting this thing in the spirit, what I'm telling you now is this is what God told me. In 2018, he said, collaborate, cooperate, and capitulate. Oh, my goodness. Collaborate with other believers. And you don't have to always collaborate with somebody who just goes to your church or who's in your denomination. That's just ridiculous. Or just somebody who's in your city. What? Collaborate. Don't be afraid to collaborate. Cooperate with God. Cooperate with other people. And then capitulate. Capitulate means to yield. All right. It means to yield to God and to what is going on. But if you are not awakened into what God wants to do in 2018, you will never be able to yield. Yeah, you won't be able to yield. You'll be thinking you're going to think you're yielding and you're not. I'm going to say, hey, can we do a prayer meeting at your church? And you're going to be like, oh, my God, I don't want her coming to my church because I don't know if she's going to take some of my members. I don't know what's going on. What in the world? I'm not even trying to take members. That's not, but this is about the kingdom. I could go on and I could go on, but I'm not going to go on. Hallelujah. All right. So I'm going to pray real quick. I'm going to pray because I gave you the list. Now it's up to you. I can't do the work for you. Prophetic intercessor, prophet, apostle, pastor. I cannot do the work for you. You have to get together with people in your own city. Are you hearing me? And you've got to begin to write this thing down and you've got to begin to put the plan together. All right. There's a plan. There is a plan. I've given you a quick lesson in how to spiritually map your city, your community. Oh, my goodness. Your business. If you're going into a business, if you're about to launch a business in the land, you better check out the neighborhood that you want to get in. Are you hearing me? I see you. Apostle Cheryl Baker, I think I see you. Hallelujah. You better spiritually map what's happening where you are so that you can know how to move forward in success. But what this is going to do, this is going to awaken those around you. It's going to awaken your spirit, and it's going to awaken the prophetic intercessors and everybody else out there who need to walk in success. All right, so here we're going to do. We're going to pray for a few minutes, and then I'm going to open up the lines. Is Tonda still on the line? She's still there. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. We're going to bring you on in just a minute. All right. Let's pray. Don't forget, like the page, like the post, and share. And then here's the number, 904-296-2251. I see y'all. 904-296-2251. Pastor Tavondria, Bonnie Battle. Good to have you. All right. Like the page, like the post, and share. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. To just speak and to deliver what really needs to happen, not just in Jacksonville, not just in Atlanta, not just in Houston and in Beaumont, but in cities across the world. God, we thank you for giving us a revelation of what needs to be awakened now. God, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're causing this thing to come full circle. And right now, God, anything not like you coming against what you would cause us to do, we break it, we bind it, and we forbid it from happening in the name of Jesus. God, I take apostolic authority and I command every era of darkness coming against collaboration, coming against cooperation, coming against capitulation, and coming against the spiritual mapping. I command that thing to break now, to bow now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. God, I speak to the prophetic intercessors. I speak to the prophets, God, and I say, be awakened, be awakened, be awakened in the name of Jesus. Be awakened now. I prophesy that this is a season of breakthrough, that just like you've been breaking through for me and GICMP and Global Prophetic, God, I thank you that you are breaking through for others in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that this is a season where you say not just praying women win, but you say that praying men win. I thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing. And so we prophesy alignment. We prophesy breakthrough. We prophesy that this is the season that it won't just be the leaders who are awakening, but it will be those who will lock hands with us who will be awakened now. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you. Amen and amen. And guess what? I got so excited at the top, I forgot to properly introduce myself. Some of y'all know me in the city and you know me here, but let me say this. I'm Apostle Dwan Holmes Rawlinson. I'm the founder of the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets, all right, where we train prophets, we mentor prophets, we affirm prophets publicly, and I'm also the founder of the Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy here in Jacksonville, where we are all about his presence and his purpose, all right, where we are all about training and purpose. And don't forget, Praying Women Win is this Friday at midnight. Because at midnight, when we begin to pray with some praying women, I'm telling you, some things are about to happen. All right, let's go to Tonda, line one. Now that I'm out of breath.
Great new day.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. You want the prophetic word, or how can I help you?
Prophetic word, and I would like to pray for a prayer first. If you can pray for me, that I would know the purpose, that God will help me to understand who I am in Christ and to live in my purpose and to live in the power that God has for me, and also how to go deeper in my calling as an evangelist. And I also want to pray for my husband and myself and my children as a family. I'm currently separated from my husband in the flesh, but still united in the spirit. So I just want to lift us up in prayer tonight and the prophetic word from you, if you will.
I will. Man, you got that long list together, Tonda. It sounds like you already know what God has called you to do. You just need a little bit of awakening to go forth. Don't forget, you can go, if you're trying to listen online and you want to hear the other side, is it Praise 109 point something? Praise107.9.com. Praise107.9.com. All right, that's where y'all go to listen to hear the other side. So here we go. I'm going to pray for Tonda. I'm going to prophesy over her. God, I thank you for Tonda. I thank you for purpose, plan, and destiny. God, I thank you that everything that she already knows about you is about to be awakened now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for who she is and who she knows you to be in her life. God, even now, I thank you for her family and for the ability for it to be restored. God, I come against the hand of the enemy and anything that the enemy is doing to come against her and to wreak havoc in her life. I declare and I decree that it's null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over her and declare and decree no weapon formed shall be able to prosper in Jesus' name. But even now, Tonda, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, my daughter, know that it's never too late for me to cause a new thing to happen in your life. Yes, this is a tough season, but this is also a season where I'm causing you to awaken in a new way, and I'm causing you to awaken to a new day, says the Spirit of the Lord. God says, my daughter, know that as I draw you near to me and you come into me, God says, that's when you'll begin to know my presence like never before, and you'll even have another level of confidence in who I've called you to be evangelistically. Because I hear God saying that it won't just be regular evangelism. This is when you've got to put together your prophetic unction and evangelism, all right? There's such a thing as prophetic evangelism. And God says, as he's, when you're like out in the community and you see people, he said, don't be afraid to allow his prophetic power to come upon you to cause you to prophesy even through word of knowledge to the people, because it's reaching them at their point of need in that area outside of the church that's really going to help your evangelism come alive. And so God says, my daughter, he says, begin to practice that thing. He says, you don't have to have a big Bible. You don't have to quote a big scripture, but he says, you just need to know me as a big God. And I'm a big God who's able to cause you to know how to minister to people at their point of need. So I see even in the next 6 months, God's going to do a turnaround in your life as you really commit to a time and a season of fasting and praying. Because as you fast and pray, God says, I shall deliver and I shall set free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Am I talking to Bridget now?
Yes.
Hey, Bridget, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You just want the word of the Lord?
Yes, please.
Okay, Bridget. Excuse me. Bridget, I hear, even right now, I hear God saying, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. And God says, know, my daughter, that I'm about to release another level of joy over your life because it will be your strength. And he says, even in this being your strength, he says, watch me begin to connect some dots in your life, even now, where you have really gone before me and you begin to say, not necessarily a why, but a how. God says, even as you come forth now, he says, I'm about to cause the how to catch up with this season of your life. I want to say even like the next 90 days are very important to you. But God says, don't let what you've experienced recently, even in the last 6 months, don't let that become your portion where you come to a level of depression. It's like in your bloodline, I see a spirit of depression and oppression that has kind of plagued it. And sometimes it would be the things that wouldn't be talked about. But God says, daughter, know that I'm going to cause even genuine people to come around you who really love you and care about you, who want more for you than you want for yourself, and who don't just want you to serve them and don't just want you to be about helping them. Because this is a season where he's restoring and placing reciprocity in your life in this season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. God bless you. All right. Monica, before I minister to you, let me tell them 296-2251. 904-296-2251. What's up, Monica?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really good, and I'm so happy to have you here on the line.
Really? Yeah, you sound happy. Yes. Where are you calling in from?
Well, I'm actually in Champaign, Illinois.
Champaign, Illinois. All right, let's prophesy. Hallelujah. God is good. So, Monica, even now, I hear God saying, no, that this is a season where I'm increasing you for all the more. He said, I'm increasing you in measures that you haven't been increased in before. And he says, this is a time where I'm causing even your stature of influence to be increased. He said, because you have a mind that won't stop. You have a mind that works in a peculiar way. So he says, do not apologize for the things that I cause you to think. Do not apologize for the things that I cause you to do. He says, because my hand of righteousness is upon you and my hand of entrepreneurship is upon you. So he says, as I combine the righteousness with the entrepreneurship, he says, watch me begin to increase you in certain ways. God says, this is not about what, it's not necessarily about what you can do for others, but God says, it's about what I'm going to do for you. He said, there are some things that have been on your heart that you've been praying for and praying through for even several years, and you've been wondering where the manifestation. And God says, no, my daughter, this is your season of breakthrough. Now, look, if you're on my page, I want you to go back to that page and listen to what we taught about for breakthrough, because I really hear God saying this is your season of breakthrough. So he says, don't give up. Don't give in. Prophesy to where you are and watch what begins to happen, says the Spirit of the living God.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Wow. God bless you. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Latrice, where are you calling in from?
Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. What's the first word? I heard Minnesota.
Coon Rapids.
Coon Rapids. Cool Rapids. I was like, you didn't say Cedar Rapids, did you? No, you said Cool Rapids. Cool Rapids. All right. Latrice, it's good to have you here. Even now, I hear, Latrice, that I see the spirit of intercession upon you so heavy. Like, there are some things that others have been praying for and praying through. If you just pray for 5 minutes, watch what's about to happen in the lives of other people, because he has really not just called you as an intercessor, but even as a prophetic voice. And as you move forward in everything that he's assigned you to do in the season, God says, watch me begin to open some wide doors for you. All right. He's going to open some wide doors and some wide gates. And when they begin to open, God says, do not be afraid to walk through them. Do not be afraid to walk through them, and do not try to consider the thing too long. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Do not. I'm seeing that. It's almost like I see it as a megaphone. Like I have to yell, Latrice, don't take so long trying to consider it. When God opens the gate, walk through it and know that he's graced you and you're well qualified to be where he's sending you, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Ooh. All right. I forgot. Sylvia. I got caught up online. Looking online is what I did. Sylvia, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Jacksonville.
Cool beans, Jacksonville. I'm glad you're calling in from Jacksonville. Sylvia, I hear God saying, even in this moment, that he's going to really begin to deal with your health and some things that may have been plaguing you. But he says that he's going to really cause you to just feel 100% better. I don't know how you have been feeling or what's been going on, but I see God saying this is a season where I'm going to cause you to feel better. And he said, I'm going to even cause you to be able to breathe better, your heart to come together, and to live a better life. God says, I bet the spirit, I just hear him saying of better is upon you, the spirit of better. And so God says, even now, Sylvia, he says, know that what I speak to you in the midnight hour is me. He says, you hear me and you see me. And so as you hear me and as you see me, God says, it's time to honor me. He says, it's time to honor me and it's time to listen to me, says the Spirit of the living God. He says, because I want to make your life better. He said, there are some things that have happened that you couldn't control, but this is a season where I am going to be the Lord of the breakthrough, and I am going to be the one who says, let my kingdom come and my will be done in your life like never before, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Now I need for you to pray for, I have twin daughters, okay. 22, uh-huh. that God set apart in a covenant with us and the leaders, and they're kind of falling away.
Okay. So God, I lift up Sylvia's twin daughters right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them. God, we know that your word says that if we train them up, there's no way that they're not going to come back. And so we call them back in the spirit. We call them into alignment in the spirit. And I thank you, God, for the testimony that's going to come forth that on this day, June 9th, 2018, that there's been a reckoning with their spirits and that now they're being arrested in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. Now, don't forget, folks, you're calling in to 904-296-2251. We know the lines are busy. It is what it is. But we'll tell you another place to get prophecy later on. It's 836. We'll tell you about that later. All right. I'm talking to Nicole now. Nicole.
Hello.
Where are you calling in from, Nicole?
Jacksonville.
It's the Jacksonville folks that are getting in because this is for Jacksonville. Some of y'all online are trying to get in, but they can't get on. I can't get in because the lines are busy. All right, Nicole, you just want the word of the Lord or you want special prayer?
Word of the Lord.
All right. Nicole, even now, I know that God says, I am steadying you. I am stabilizing you. He says, I am causing you to be sturdy in this moment. I am causing you to stick and stay where I have planted you, where I have sent you. And he said, I'm causing you now to obey me above sacrifice. He said, in this season, he says, don't look to the left and don't look to the right. He says, look straight forward. And he says, as you take one step, I'm pulling you forth into my destiny and I'm pulling you forth into purpose and plan and to where I've been, where I've called and assigned you to be. So God says, don't get caught up in what you don't see manifesting in this right now. Don't get caught up in even chaos that may be around you. He said, I'm about to steady you and I'm about to cause this thing to work out for your good. And I'm about to cause you to be steady and sturdy in my word, says the Spirit of the living God.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Holly, are you there? Going once, going twice, you're gone, Holly. Look, we got another Monica. Hello. Monica?
No, this is Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn, that's okay. Carolyn, where are you calling from?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Oh, my goodness. Yes. All right. You just want the word of the Lord or you need special prayer?
The word of the Lord.
Okay. I'm sorry. What'd you say your name was?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. All right, Carolyn. Carolyn in Mississippi. Carolyn. I see such a sweet spirit of helps upon you. God says this is the season where I am helping you and I'm causing you not to just be able to help others, but he says, I'm causing you to be able to help yourself. And so God says, don't get caught up in the land that you're in right now and what you don't see manifesting. But he says, begin to prophesy, declare, and decree over yourself. And he says, then you'll begin to walk in the next level that I've assigned and called you to walk in. I see, even as it relates to family or some things, I don't know, with I see some men in your life or some, not, I'm saying like relatives, all right, that need prayer and that need to come on in. And God says, you know, that I've got them, but I'm going to agree with you right now. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to agree with you because I see God says he's taken some of them from boys to men, but in the process of doing that, it's been very hard. And so I come into agreement with everything that you know is supposed to happen. I come into agreement with purpose, plan, and destiny on the lives of the men that you are connected to, and even some of the younger men who need to transition from the little boy spirit to the spirit of being a responsible man. I agree with you and declare and decree that they shall walk in destiny. And as you even keep them covered, watch what God begins to do in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Holly. Yes?
I'm here.
Okay, where are you calling in from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Now, look. All of you, okay, hold on, Holly. I'm doing a sidebar. All of you women who are calling in from Jacksonville, Florida, if you believe in the power of prayer, you believe in the power of prophecy, and you believe in the power of God that begins to happen when praying women get together, I need you to meet me and Prophetess Cadence, Prophet Tamia Lofton, and Pastor Sierra Taylor at Friday at midnight. Go to Eventbrite and register. It's free. Go to Eventbrite and look up Praying Women Win, and I want you to meet us at midnight because we're about to have a time at midnight this Friday. All right, Holly, you just want the word of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool beans. Hallelujah. Holly, I see God saying that he is healing some places deep in your heart that have been broken, and he's causing those broken pieces to come back together again. God says it's like you've been underwater and taking a deep breath, but he told me to tell you to breathe again because this is a season where he's causing you to not just breathe again, but to have a better life again. And God says, my daughter, he says, even the things that have hurt you in the past, he said, that shield that will not and shall not be your portion, because he said, I desire to push you forth. He said, there are some things that have even caused you to come sometimes be paralyzed in the spirit. But God says that he's causing the places in your heart that need to be healed once and for all. So he says, even though you've explored them in the past, he says, don't be surprised when they come up, even in the next 24 to 48 hours. He said, because I'm cleansing you. And I even hear God saying, I'm redirecting you. I'm cleansing you and I'm redirecting you in this season, says the Spirit of the Living God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Janice?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. All right. We're just making sure. We just, because, oh, my goodness, there are so many people watching online, and they are, like, in a tizzy because they can't get in. But Jacksonville lines get in faster. Amen, Janice? You want the word of the Lord or prayer for anything specific?
The word of the Lord.
All right. Janice, I hear God saying that this is a season where you will not be burdened any longer. Well, the false burdens that you have been carrying, God says, I'm about to cause them to come off of you. And he says, no, my daughter, that this is a season where you cannot carry the burdens that I have not ordained or graced you to carry. So God says, in this season, I'm calling you to let some things go. And he says, as you begin to let them go, he says, you're going to find a new grace that will come upon you. And with this new grace, you're going to be able to walk in a place that you haven't walked before. He says, because I am causing things to come together and to come to a full fruition in your life. He says, watch what begins to happen and watch the fruit that you've been believing me for. He said, is going to be the fruit that will sprout. He says, as you let go of some of the old baggage and the old burdens that I'm not causing you to bring into this season. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. I'm doing a sidebar to the folks online who are watching. Now, look, at GICMP, you can go to getprophecynow.com, getprophecynow.com, and we'll give you the word of the Lord if you don't get through the lines, all right? Getprophecynow.com. Somebody on the team, write that up there. All right. Ooh. Shirella?
Yes.
Oh, we said your name right. Shirella. Cool. Yes. Cool. Where are you calling in from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. All right. Look, I was about to say, are you in Duval or somewhere else? All right. Do it.
Duval.
All right. You just want the word of the Lord?
Yes.
All right, Shirella. Now, look, I see you bowing before God, and I see you praying. God says that this is the time that I want to take you to a higher level and the next level in prayer. He says, in the past, you've kind of relied on others to kind of see you through, but God says, my daughter, he says, I'm about to do some things in you. He said, there are some special things that need to happen between you and me. So he says, I need you to bow in my presence and to just take some special time to dwell with me and to cohabit with me, says the Spirit of the living God. He said, because in this quiet place and in this special place, he says, I'm going to cause you to get to know me as your Abba Father. And he said, I'm going to cause you to get to know me as the one who heals, set free, and deliver. But God says, Shirella, he says, I love you with an unconditional love. And he said, I want you to know that there is nothing you can do that is so crazy that would cause you not to be able to come into the fullness of who I've called you to be in this level of your destiny. God says, even watch what begins to happen in the next 6 months. He says, as you really pray with me, he said, I'm going to rearrange some things in your life and in your heart. And people won't even be able to recognize you down the road because he said, I'm chiseling you and I'm now molding you to the person that I want you to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it Naima or Naima?
Naima.
Naima. Yes. All right. I see Naima. You in Jacksonville? Where are you calling in from?
Jacksonville.
Hey, Naima.
Hi.
Did you have something special or you just want me to prophesy to you?
Prophecy. And I just wanted to pray for my daughter that's in college as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me pray for your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Sateria.
Okay, Sateria. God, we thank you for Sateria. We thank you for purpose, plan, and destiny. God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. Even now, God, we cause her everything to come together, God, even as it relates to college. God, we thank you that she will not go astray, but we thank you, God, that you're there to cause things to come to alignment in her life. God, we thank you for where she is and where she's going to be. We thank you for purpose, plan, and destiny, God, that she will understand who she is and what you've called and assigned her to do on purpose, with a purpose. So, God, we call forth her purpose, and we say, God, that she will live on purpose and walk in purpose in the name of Jesus. And so, Naima, I hear God saying, right now, he says, I hear God saying, watch what I'm going to do in the next 4 months, all right?
Okay.
He says, watch what I'm going to do in the next 4 months. So write down June 9th and then calculate 4 months down the road, and God says, watch what I'm going to do. He says, as you have really given a new level of commitment to just seek him in everything. He says, as you have made the commitment to seek me in everything, he says, now I'm really cause you to be awakened. I hear that so specifically. It's like I see in the last, I don't know how many weeks or days, it seemed like you say, okay, God, I'm going to do this thing for real and I'm going to give you my all. And God says, because you said yes to this next level and this next season, he says, watch what I'm going to do even in the next four months to cause even some of the desires of your heart to come together. And even some of the impossible situations that you say, you know what, if God doesn't do this, I don't know who's going to do this. God says, watch what begins to happen. And so I prophesy a miracle over your life. I come into agreement with what you're calling and believing God for in this season for you and for your family. And I say that the Lord of breakthrough is in your life. You know what? For the next 4 months, every time you get up, just say, God, you're Lord of breakthrough, and watch what begins to happen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Okay, Leola?
Yes.
You here in Jacksonville? Where are you calling in from?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville! All right, Leola. You need special prayer or prophecy?
I need prayer for my husband for salvation and for prophecy for a word.
Okay. All right. So, God, I lift up Leola's husband. God, we thank you that her life will shine in his life. And we thank you, God, that even salvation will come. God, we call him forth and we thank you, God, that even her lifestyle and who she is and her relationship with you will have an impact on him to save him and to cause him to want to know you in a deeper way. And so, Leola, even now, I hear God saying that it's never too late for him to really cause even the next level of your purpose to come forth. God says, don't get caught up in where you are, but he said, get caught up in where you're going. He said, do not worry about where you are. Worry more about where you're going and where I'm sending you. And God says, even over these next 30 days, he said, I really need you to be the intercessor that I've called and assigned you to be. He said, I really need you to be the intercessor that I've called you to be. Now, let me remind you, intercessors pray on behalf of others. And so God says, I'm going to, on a regular basis, daily, begin to tell you who to pray for. And he says, you're going to begin to see me moving in miraculous ways as you begin to pray. And he says, as that begins to happen, he says, believe me for the next new thing that I'm doing. And believe me that when you look towards your future, he said, your latter shall be better than the former. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Regina?
Yes.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm good. And you, sir?
I'm doing well. You here in Jacksonville?
I am in Jacksonville.
All right. Cool beans. Regina, you just want the word of the Lord or you want prayer?
I want both.
I want both. Look, yeah, y'all making me tired up in here. No, I'm going to do both. I'm going to do it. Look, and then we're going to have room for, we're going to take a break. I'm going to minister some more, give you guys a couple announcements, and then we're going to come back one more time and minister the word of the Lord, and then we're going to be out of here. All right, Regina. I hear God, you know, Regina, God says, I'm going to cause you to dance again. He said, there's so much now that I want you to do. He said, but I'm going to cause you to dance, to do a new dance. And he said to even begin to dance again. Now, dancing is also related to joy. And God says that even now, he said, I'm going to cause the joy to be released in your life so that you can have a reason to dance. So he says, don't let anybody try to steal my joy from you, and don't let anybody try to tell you what I won't do and how I won't move in your life. He said, because I can do anything but fail. And he says, this is the season where you have to know like never before that I am here for you. He said that I am the one who called you into your mother's womb before you were formed. And he said, I am the one who gets the last say. And he says, now more than ever, you need to know that in your life. And you need to declare and decree that from the mountaintop. He said, because I care for you. And he says, I will not cause you to go down. I will not cause you to go out until I cause you to come up and over. He said, because I am the Lord of breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Ooh, let me see. I'm saying anybody else. Let me do, because y'all online are like acting. It's all good. Now, look, y'all should like the page, like the post, and share. And Tamiko, you inbox me, but go to getprophecynow.com because I can't. There's anything I can't do. I can't open up the lines. There's nothing I can do to open up the lines. It's just how it is right now. So you can go to getprophecynow.com or inbox me, and we'll get you a word sooner or later. Okay. Lynette?
Yes?
Yes. How you doing, Lynette?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like you're in the car somewhere.
Yes, I'm in the car. I was listening in.
Okay, so you want the word of the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lynette, know that even in this season, I see God saying that there's such there's a builder's anointing upon you where you can take almost anything and cause it to prosper. You can take almost anything and cause it to build upon it. And so God says, watch, Even I will cause you to build for others. I will cause you not to just build for yourself, but build for others. And he says, I've truly even caused a gathering anointing to be upon you. He said, so in this season where you're getting ready to make some decisions about which direction to go and what to do, he says, don't forget who you are authentically, okay? He says, in the authentic Lynette and the person that I've created you to be, he said, there are some things that still haven't been untapped, and there are some things that still have yet to be discovered. So he says, watch me begin to awaken the Lynette that others don't know, because now you are truly coming into your own, and there's going to be such an ease when you begin to move forward, even in, over these next 60 days. He said, there's an ease that I'm taking you through. He said, where even some things that used to, that would cause you, you know, to get irritated. He said, I'm not going to even let that happen anymore. He said, there is such a new lady, a new person, and a new advocate and ambassador of my kingdom that's coming forth. And God says, I appreciate you seeking me. So Spirit of the Living God. All right. That's it. You good?
I'm good. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. So here's what's going on. We got about 5 minutes left, but I just want to run down what we're saying again. God is awakening the prophetic intercessors. He's awakening the prophets. He's awakening the young prophetic voices, and he's even causing and calling the seasoned prophetic voices to come back and to pull those forward who need to be pulled forward. God says this is the season, hallelujah, where he's causing you to also begin to look at the land. He said, begin to look at the land and begin to determine why certain things, certain principalities, certain things are coming against you and what you desire to do for the kingdom. God says this is a season where you've got to begin to really do some spiritual mapping on the city that I've sent you to, the communities that I sent you to, the states that I've sent you to, all of that. He says it's up to you. And he says as you begin to do that, he says you will be awakened. All right? I will awaken you for such a time as this. Now, remember, folks, if you're not able to get in on the line, we want you to go to getprophecynow.com. Again, we want you to pray for our prophetess Cadence. I believe she's ministering tonight. Again, this is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rawlinson. I'm with the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets, also with Global Prophetic Life Training and Worship Embassy here. And again, this Friday, women of God, hear me, especially those in Jacksonville and surrounding areas. This Friday at midnight, meet me, Prophetess Cadence, Prophetess Demia Lofton, and Pastor Sierra Taylor for Praying Women Win. That's at 8535 Bay Meadows, Suite 41. That's this Friday at midnight. So come like at 11:45, but it's going to be a time of prayer. I'm going to release a word. Prophet Cadence is going to be praying. Prophet Tamia is going to be praying. Pastor Sierra is going to release a word. And it's all about praying women that win. Because guess what? We know right now in this season, you better have a prayer. And if you have a prayer, guess what? Putting some women together with that, we're going to be some women who can win. All right. I got time for one more call if there's somebody on there. All right. Another Monica?
Yes.
Monica, where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Jacksonville. Good. All right, Monica. I hear God saying, my daughter, no, this is a season where I'm calling you to be confident in who I've called you to be as not just a leader, but as a woman of God. He said, there is so much on the inside of you that has yet to be tapped. He says, I know that you think that I'm calling you doing one thing, but he said, I'm calling you to do something bigger and better than you can ever imagine. So this is a season where I'm releasing the spirit of boldness and confidence upon you so that you can be the Monica I created you to be in Jesus' name. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Are we done? Or what am I doing? She said, yeah, I could talk for 30 seconds. Here, I just want to tell you again, God bless you guys. It's been a pleasure for me to be here. I'm Apostle Dewan Rawlinson here in Jacksonville, Florida. If you want to find out more about me, go to getprophecynow.com or apostledewan.com. You spell Dewan, D-W-A-N-N. It's not Dawn, it's Dewan, apostledewan.com. Let's thank God for Prophetess Cadence McCall and the Awaken Me Now broadcast. Until next time, we will see you later.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.